Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Uber is expanding from ride-hailing and food delivery into hotel bookings. Under a new deal with Expedia, U.S. users will be able to use Uber to make reservations at more than 700,000 properties as of today. The app will offer hotel bookings for Expedia-listed properties in countries where it doesn't currently offer ride-hailing services, and plans to offer bookings for the Expedia-owned Vrbo later this year. The companies did not disclose the terms of the partnership. China's second-largest electric vehicle maker reported a weaker bottom line, but says its core profit grew thanks to record sales and higher revenue. Geely Automobile says currency swings dragged its first-quarter net profit 27% lower to about $609.9 million. But its closely watched core profit grew 31% from a year earlier, beating expectations. Geely sold more than 709,000 vehicles in the first 3 months of the year, a record for the first quarter. And sales of battery-powered EVs and plug-in hybrids climbed 9% to about 369,000 units. And AI marketing startup HiTouch has raised a $150 million funding round led by Goldman Sachs and Bain Capital Ventures. The round valued HiTouch at $2.75 billion, up from $1.2 billion during its most recent funding round in February 2025. HiTouch says its key selling point is the ability to train AI agents on clients' existing marketing communications in order to make sure the content they create stays on brand and follows successful patterns from previous campaigns, while combining real imagery and video with newly generated material to help avoid the so-called slop look common to AI. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.